Chapter 145. Why do you tremble? Apostrophe apostrophe rejoined Alice, with an eager look. His usage made a devil of me. I sunk in wretchedness and ruin, lower and lower yet. I was concerned in a robbery in every part of it, but the gains, and was found out, and sent to be tried, without a friend, without a penny. Though I was but a girl, I would have gone to death, sooner than ask him for a word, if a word of his could have saved me. I would. To any death, that could have been invented. But my mother, covetous always, sent to him in my name, told the true story of my case, and humbly prayed and petitioned for a small last gift for, not so many pounds as I have fingers on this hand. Who was it, do you think, who snapped his fingers at me in my misery, lying, as he believed, at his feet, and left me without even this poor sign of remembrance? Well satisfied that I should be sent abroad, beyond the reach of farther trouble to him, and should die, and rot there? Who was this, do you think? Apostrophe apostrophe, why do you ask me? Apostrophe apostrophe repeated Harriet. Why do you tremble? Apostrophe apostrophe said Alice, laying her hand upon her arm and looking in her face, but that the answer is on your lips. It was your brother James. Harriet trembled more and more, but did not avert her eyes from the eager look that rested on them. When I knew you were his sister, which was on that night I came back, weary and lame, to spurn your gift. I felt that night, as if I could have traveled, weary and lame, over the whole world, to stab him, if I could have found him in a lonely place with no one near. Do you believe, that I was earnest in all that? Apostrophe apostrophe, I do. Good heaven, why are you come again? Apostrophe, since then, apostrophe said Alice, with the same grasp of her arm, and the same look in her face, I have seen him. I have followed him with my eyes, in the broad day. If any spark of my resentment slumbered in my bosom, it sprung into a blaze, when my eyes rested on him. You know he has wronged a proud man, and made him his deadly enemy. What if I had given information of him to that man? Apostrophe apostrophe, information. Apostrophe apostrophe repeated Harriet. What if I had found out one who knew your brother's secret, who knew the manner of his flight, who knew where he and the companion of his flight were gone? What if I had made him utter all his knowledge, word by word, before his enemy, concealed to hear it? What if I had sat by at the time, looking into this enemy's face, and seeing it change till it was scarcely human? What if I had seen him rush away, mad, in pursuit? What if I knew, now, that he was on his road, more fiend than man, and must, in so many hours, come up with him? Apostrophe apostrophe, remove your hand. Apostrophe apostrophe said Harriet, recoiling. Go away. Your touch is dreadful to me. Apostrophe apostrophe, I have done this, apostrophe pursued the other, with her eager look, regardless of the interruption. Do I speak, and look as if I really had? Do you believe what I am saying? Apostrophe, I fear I must. Let my arm go. Apostrophe, not yet. A moment more. You can think what my revengeful purpose must have been, to last so long, and urge me to do this? Apostrophe apostrophe, dreadful. Apostrophe apostrophe said Harriet. Then when you see me now, apostrophe said Alice hoarsely, here again, kneeling quietly on the ground, with my touch upon your arm, with my eyes upon your face, you may believe, that there is no common earnestness in what I say, and that no common struggle has been battling in my breast. I am ashamed to speak the words, but I relent. I despise myself. I have fought with myself all day, and all last night, but I relent towards him without reason, and wish to repair what I have done, if it is possible. I wouldn't have them come together, while his pursuer is so blind and headlong. If you had seen him as he went out last night, you would know the danger better. How can it be prevented? What can I do? Apostrophe cried Harriet. All night long, apostrophe pursued the other, hurriedly, I had dreams of him, and yet I didn't sleep in his blood. All day, I have had him near me. What can I do? " cried Harriet, shuddering at these words. "If there is anyone who will write, or send, or go to him, let them lose no time. He is at Dijon. Do you know the name, and where it is?"
"Yes.
Warn him, that the man he has made his enemy is in a frenzy, and that he doesn't know him, if he makes light of his approach. Tell him that he is on the road, I know he is. And hurrying on. Urge him to get away, while there is time, if there is time, and not to meet him yet. A month or so will make years of difference. Let them not encounter, through me, anywhere but there. Any time but now. Let his foe follow him, and find him for himself, but not through me. There is enough upon my head without." The fire ceased to be reflected in her jet-black hair, uplifted face, and eager eyes. Her hand was gone from Harriet's arm, and the place where she had been was empty. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.